Hachette Audio presents The Free, written by Brian Ruckley, read by Bernard Sotero Clark. For Chieftain, Dave, Dougie, and Alan, partners in pretending many years ago. Maybe this is one result of all that pretending. Every man is condemned to freedom. Jean-Paul Sartre. Part 1. When Dran was seven, his grandmother Emin, they called her out of her earshot, Old Emin, to distinguish her from Dran's similarly named sister, sat him down and told him a story. He liked it when she did that. She had more learning and better words than the rest of them. The family had come upon thinner times since Old Emin's youth, and none of them had matched her schooling. She often whispered to him that he was smarter than the rest of them, which naturally pleased the young him no end. The story she told him was, more or less, this.
When I was young, Old Emin said, the Empire, those makers and keepers and lovers of orphans, thought they might have for themselves the Tormund Valley. That's just three hills over from here. It was as green a stretch of land as you could imagine back then, full of fat cattle and fat folk, and gold to be panned from some of the hillside streams, too, which made it a place any lord'd like to call his own. So the Emperor thought he'd have it, since our Regent Queen...